flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, guys. Last break of the day on this Thursday. Steve,
yeah.
I know you have something inspiring.
Hey,
for
you
us.
Know what? My closing remarks today is something that I was having a conversation with a person recently, and they were really, really, really just being really hard on themselves, and they were just really in a position where they were just really upset with their self to the point where it was like it was hard to listen to. And finally it got through and I said, bro, I said, man, why are you so hard on yourself? Yeah, man, because I'm trying to get it right and all is here and I just can't. I said, hey, man, hey, oh, pull up. I said, brother, listen to me. I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten it wrong. How many mistakes? It's countless the number of mistakes I've made. I said, brother, I'm a public figure. I've made mistakes out loud. I've had to look at some of my mistakes play out on the internet. I said, but brother, give yourself some grace because God has grace for you. Listen, man, there's none perfect, no, not one. Stop beating yourself up to the point where you can't recover. Sometimes we just keep doing ourselves, man. Stop beating yourself up. Stop listening to these people telling you about these lives of perfection. Get off Instagram looking at these people's lives. That ain't how they life go. Don't nobody post on Instagram, man, had a rough one today. Ain't nobody posting on Instagram, man, I spent all my money, I'm broke. No, they show you a big check they got, a stack of money they got, a car they driving. Ain't nobody on IG telling you that the repo man looking for it. Ain't nobody telling you that we got eviction notice. Ain't nobody showing you that they lights is off. They just showing you the sunshine. And half the shine they got going on ain't really sun at all. And you sitting up and you getting yourself all worked up and beat up because you comparing yourself to everybody else. Can I tell you something about everybody else, man? Everybody else struggling too. Everybody going through something. There ain't nobody living their life problem free. Now, what they are, though, are people who have learned how to cope with it and handle it better than some others. And that's the position you got to be in. But start with forgiving yourself. But, you know, I harped on this a little bit earlier in one of my closing remarks a couple days ago. Part of our problem, too, is we allow too many people in our space who keep reminding us of our past. And that don't allow you to move forward either. Stop having these old woe is me conversations about what I did and what I have and that's why I'm here now. Stop having that conversation. Because you keep yourself right there in that position. So what you did it. So what you had the baby. The baby here now. Make your life what it's going to be. Because the baby is here now. But it was a mistake. It tied my life up. It slowed me down. Got all that. But the baby here now. Let's move forward. You got a beautiful child. Let's move forward. Whether you really intended for it or not, you have it. The baby's beautiful. It's a blessing. Let's go. Stop allowing people in your life to keep bringing up your past and holding you to your past. Your past belongs to history. The future belongs to God. All you got is right now. and your job is to make the best of right now. That's what the whole Lord's Prayer is about. Give us this day our daily bread. You just got to get through today. And it's hard to get through today if you keep living in the past. Man, get up. God has forgiven you. Why don't you forgive yourself? Don't go through 2025 dwelling on what went wrong in 2024. It's a new year. You hear people talking about all the time. Happy New Year. Okay, go on, be happy. Man, I messed up in 2024. Got it. Yeah, you did. I made some mistakes in 2024 myself. Got it. But what they got to do with today? Because God has given you clearly another opportunity to get up, to get it right, and to move forward. That's what waking up is all about. It's waking up. It's about getting it right, getting it together, and moving forward. That's what today is for. But if you're going to stay in yesterday, you're going to hinder your progress. Don't let your past mistakes define your future, because it belongs to history. Now listen to me. Of course, there are some things we've done in our past that we may still be having the consequences of today. But those consequences don't all have to be dire. There's a bright side to everything. But I've said this a million times on this show. Behind every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. Yeah, I made some mistakes in my past, and it took me years to recover from some of it. But I learned the lesson, and I got the blessing out of it. Man, everything bad happened to you ain't really that bad. Oh, I got a divorce. You better start clapping. Because guess what? You could still be with them. Hello, how was that? I hate I got a divorce. Well, how'd you like living in that house of abuse? How'd you like living in that house with all that cheating going on? How'd you like living in that house with somebody that wasn't helping you fulfill your dreams? Man, you got to say, I got you hurt about the divorce. But man, it's a blessing too. Get up, y'all. Get up. Stop beating yourself up. Talk to God. Form a relationship with God. Ask God for forgiveness for whatever you've done. He gives it. He wipes the slate clean. Get up. Move on. 2025 could be a better year for you if you keep dragging the old one along with you. Just quit dragging it with you. 2024 ain't here no more. Ladies and gentlemen, talk to God. He would absolutely love to hear from you today.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.